Língua da Gente.
Well, everybody, welcome to another Língua da Gente lesson. I'm Orlando.
I'm Daniela.
And today we have a beginning level lesson called You Caught a Cold.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor thing, you caught a cold. And so this is just a basic sort of beginning lesson about terms related to being sick and having a cold and sneezing and all that kind of thing, you know. How do you say to have a cold? What is a cold?
Pegar uma gripe.
Gripe. Isn't that a great word? I mean, it just makes you feel like you're sick. Gripe.
Gripe.
Yeah. And so, listen to the dialogue. You're going to hear the word gripe, which means a cold. And it's actually you, I think, in the dialogue who's sick, isn't it?
Yeah. Eu espirrei.
Yeah, right. Espirrar. You know, this, you're a great actor here because your sneeze at the beginning of the dialogue sounds really good.
That was quite convincing.
Here's the dialogue three times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Não é nada, eu estou bem.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Segunda vez.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Não é nada, eu estou bem.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Terceira vez.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Não é nada, eu estou bem.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Sure enough, you are a great actor. That sneeze sounded awesome.
Wow, wasn't it? I liked it. I was convinced.
Well, let's go back into a translation. In the first line.
E você pegou uma gripe.
Wow, you caught a cold.
E você pegou uma gripe.
Wow, you got a cold.
E você pegou uma gripe. Não é nada, estou bem.
No, it's nothing. I'm fine.
Não é nada, estou bem.
It's nothing. I'm fine.
Não é nada. Estou bem. Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
No, you did catch a cold. Have you taken anything?
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
No, you really caught one. Have you taken anything?
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa? Só o remédio que a Marina me deu. E muita vitamina C.
Just the medicine that Marina gave to me, and a lot of vitamin C.
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu, e muita vitamina C.
Just the medicine that Marina gave to me, and a lot of vitamin C.
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu, e muita vitamina C.
And a lot of vitamin C. Okay, let's go back to that first line here.
É, você pegou uma gripe.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe. Oh my, you caught a cold. Well, first off, this word gripe. My question for you is it a cold or a flu?
It's both in Portuguese. You might want to say gripe forte
if it's
for the flu. Or
gripe
for the cold.
So for those of you who are North Americans and you go to Brazil and you try to learn the word for cold versus the word for flu.
Gripe. That's
just
all the same.
Brazilians use the same word.
Yes.
And a gripe forte.
I'm a gripe
is a
forte.
Flu. And by the way, the word gripe is feminine.
Yes, uma gripe.
Uma gripe. A gripe. I think there's actually an English word, some technical medical word that kind of sounds like gripe
really?
As well, but...
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. Some intestinal infection or something. Who knows? It won't help anybody remember
That's
the word.
That's far more serious.
Just memorize the word gripe here. Okay, but it says, você pegou. What can you tell me about this verb pegar?
You have caught a cold.
Hmm.
But we don't use in the present perfect in Portuguese.
Yeah, there are a couple of things here. Pegar is the verb like to grab or to get or to catch. So, for example, if you want to catch the bus, you can say...
Pegar o ônibus.
Pegar o ônibus. Like you're going to get the bus. And the very same verb then, you can catch a cold in the same way you can catch a bus.
Pegar uma gripe.
Also, this is the verb in the past tense. So it is pegou. Pegou. Now, for the Spanish speakers here... It doesn't mean to hit.
No.
Right? Because in Spanish, pegar does mean to hit somebody.
But not in Portuguese.
I don't know
it
historically
means
how
to catch.
I guess you can hit the bus. I don't know. The next thing is, notice that in English we'd say you have caught a cold, where we have that present perfect with the word have. But in Portuguese, you just use a regular past tense.
Yes, it translates into the past tense, pegou.
Você pegou. So it means you caught a cold or you have caught a cold, either one. So that whole first line is...
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe. Second line.
Não é nada, estou bem.
Não é nada, estou bem. Now, what's nice about this line is we have this use of negative in Portuguese. No is nothing.
That's a nice construction, no é nada.
Yeah, and notice also that in English we have to have the word it. It's nothing.
Yeah, but in Portuguese, just não é nada.
É nada. They don't really have to have the word it at all. So it comes out, no is nothing.
Nada.
Double negative. E estou bem, meaning I am fine. Now, since this is the beginning level lesson, let me just hear the pronunciation of the word I am.
Estou.
Estou. So listen to how she kind of goes, at the end of that word.
Estou.
And then the word fine.
Bem.
Now, notice if we get caught on spelling, we see it spelled B-E-M. We want to go bem.
But it doesn't happen in Portuguese.
No,
it's
never close
open.
Your lips.
Bang.
Bang. Estou bem. So, não é nada. Estou bem. Next line.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Now, when Brazilians want to emphasize something, they can add the word yes at the end of the sentence.
Sim.
And that's exactly what we saw here. She didn't say, you did catch a cold, because in English we'd put the emphasis on the word did. But here, there is no did. It's just pegou. So you show emphasis by adding that word yes. So say that again, just that part.
Não, você pegou sim.
Não, você pegou sim. How about, I did like it.
Eu gostei sim.
I did say it.
Eu falei sim.
Yeah, that's exactly how Brazilians talk. Gostei sim. Falei sim. Pegou sim. And if you can get that rhythm, it sounds really, really good.
Falei sim. Falei disse sim.
And then, você já tomou alguma coisa? Here again is that perfect example where in English we would use have taken. Have you taken anything? But in Portuguese you just say...
Você já tomou?
Você já tomou alguma coisa? So notice that the word já, which means already, is kind of a Brazilian's way of saying, have you ever?
Yes.
So where so in English we'd say, já. Have you ever read this book? In Portuguese would say,
Você já leu esse livro?
Which literally is, you already read this book? How about, have you seen this movie?
Você já viu esse filme?
Você já viu esse filme? Literally, you already saw this movie. So
just whenever, the intonation.
Right. Whenever you speak Portuguese, you want to control that urge to have to want to say have gone, have eaten, have done. And instead say already went, already gone,
That's
already
true.
Took the medicine. And that's why this line says
Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Você já tomou alguma coisa? You already took something? Next line.
Right. Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Só o remédio, just the medicine. Now, talk about this word remédio for me.
Remédio means medicine and not medicina.
Okay, because medicina is a word in Portuguese.
Medicina.
So what does it mean?
It means the study. What do you study? Medicina.
So someone who's studying medicine would study medicina. But that is not what you give somebody when they're sick.
That's a remédio.
And notice that remédio sounds very similar to the English word remedy.
True, right? But the meaning is different.
Yeah, because it's kind of like the remedy is the medicine
the
you
solution.
Take.
The solution.
So, só o remédio que a Marina me deu.
Yeah.
Just the medicine that
the
Marina
pills.
Gave to me. And there's a nice past tense of the verb dar.
Oh, né? Yeah, deu.
Marina deu. Mm-hmm. And then she gave it to me. Marina uh-huh. me deu. And what else do they take?
E muita vitamina C.
And a lot of vitamin C. Do Brazilians really believe that, too, that, you know, have a lot
yes,
of vitamin C to stop
we
colds?
We do. We buy, like, just like you do here, we put in a glass of water and drink it up. Yeah,
keep it going. Uh-huh. Now, by the way, the word vitamina does mean vitamin, like vitamin D, vitamin C
yes.
and such. But uh-huh. there are other meanings to the word vitamina as well, right?
Yes, yeah, sure. That's what you blend in a mixer, like milk and banana. That's a vitamina.
Yeah, kind of like the English word smoothie.
Yeah.
And so when you want to have a vitamina, mm-hmm. actually, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. When I hear the word vitamina, I think of the word smoothie okay. before I think of the word vitamin.
Yeah, that's nicer than vitamin C.
As a matter of fact. Well, with that, I think we should have everybody go back and hear that dialogue three more times yeah. and listen to Daniela's sneeze at the beginning. It's awesome. Here we go. Three more times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Não é nada, eu estou bem.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Segunda vez.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Não é nada, eu estou bem.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Terceira vez.
Ih, você pegou uma gripe.
Não é nada, eu estou bem.
Não, você pegou sim. Você já tomou alguma coisa?
Só o remédio que a Marina me deu e muita vitamina C.
Well, we've now talked about the dialogue, some mm-hmm. good words, gripe and pegou and all yeah. that sort of thing. But I haven't talked to you about, are there any things that you think are uniquely Brazilian about the way people treat colds or that
yeah.
kind of thing?
We use a lot of tea, even though I think it's more for, you know, for hydration. Mm. But people do believe, like their grandmothers used to say, that drinking tea with lime or orange would really help
you. Or my experience is... There's always some plant in the backyard
yes.
that somebody's going to pull off a bunch of leaves and make a tea out of it
yeah,
and force me to drink it. So whenever I'm in Brazil, people are making me these bizarre teas from their backyard. And everybody's got a different one.
It might help.
It might help, but every house has a different one to give me.
I know.
Anyway,
this is what we believe about treating
gripe. That's our lesson, you caught a cold. And as always... As a beginning level lesson, I know things sound fast initially, mm-hmm. but they're really not fast. It's just a matter of adjusting your ear to the way things are said in actual phrases.
Yes, for sure.
We often make a mistake when we learn a language to kind of study individual words, mm-hmm. but it helps a lot to hear whole sentences.
Yeah.
So go back and just listen to these sentences over and over and over again,
yeah,
and little
practice.
By little, it'll all come out that way. And with that, we hope you don't get a cold, and the way to avoid it is to have a lot of vitamina C.
Oh, yeah, it will help you.
Até a próxima.
Até mais, gente.
Língua da Gente.